And now, on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Cottonwood and Prescott Valley, KQNA, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Cliff Castle Casino, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQNA, here's your guest host for today's show, Matt Zercher.
My name's Matt Zercher. I'm filling in for Marnie Yule today. And, you know, we'll talk about me for just a minute. Normally I don't do this, but I work for Speed Connect. We're one of the largest wireless internet service providers in the nation with two offices in the area to serve you, one in Prescott Valley and the Fry's Shopping Center. A big shout out to Jared, Francisco, and Brandon who are listening there at the office. And we have an office in Cottonwood on Main Street and Cherry. Besides working for Speed Connect, in my spare time, I am a chamber ambassador, a former chamber board member. I also serve on the Central Yavapai Fire District Board of Directors and also representing the Central Yavapai Fire District on the Central Arizona Fire and Medical Authority Board. And I also serve as chairman of the Planning and Zoning Commission for the town of Prescott Valley. And that's all, you know, of course, in my spare time and aside from being a husband and a father. So, yeah, that's who I am in a nutshell, and, you know, I'll let my head deflate a little bit and tell you about the show. So today on our show, we have Amy Fleming. She is the principal at Lake Valley Elementary School in Prescott Valley, and she's going to just be talking about what's going on at Lake Valley. And then also we have Larry Steven, who is the Dean of Students, and Michelle Day, who is in charge of alumni relations at Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University. Embry-Riddle is celebrating its 40th anniversary this year, just like the town of Prescott Valley. So they're here to talk about what's going on campus and what events and so forth are going to be going on there to commemorate the 40th anniversary. Also, the Chamber Spotlight portion of the show, we have Will Hancock from DC Restoration and then also Mark Stafford from Ablaze Media. So we'll go to a commercial and come back and get started with our program. You're listening to KQNA, Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQNA, 1130 AM, 95.5 FM, and 99.9 FM as well, and KQNA.com.
This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. The fall and winter holidays are behind us, and as we head into the new year, it's important to remember that our local businesses still need us. The tourists and our families have gone home, and now is a great time to get out and enjoy the peaceful, quiet hometown that we've all fallen in love with. Remember to shop and dine locally, and if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun, friendly salon. Let's go to Janessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Janessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Janessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Janessa's with an E Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Autoowners Insurance, the no-problem people.
Give the team at your locally owned and operated House Chilson Insurance a call today at 445-4600. To find out more or to get a home, auto, or pet insurance quote, visit housechilson.com.
Experience the professionals with Johnny's Tree and Landscaping. We are your one-stop shop. We offer a variety of services from tree pruning and removal to full landscape installation and maintenance. Our on-staff ISA certified arborist will assure the maximum health of your trees all year long. At Johnny's Tree and Landscaping, your satisfaction is what we strive for. To set up your free estimate, call us at 830-4977 or visit our website at johnnystreeandlandscaping.com.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reprographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reprographics is your one-stop print shop.
January is chili month at Prescott Brewing Company, and we're cooking up four different savory chili entrees that are sure to pack a flavorful punch all month long. Hi, this is Roxanne, inviting you to savor our unique made-from-scratch chilies, a different one each week, as you chase away the winter cold here at PBC. The brewery elves were busy all last month handcrafting some of their own specialties. Enjoy an award-winning handcrafted beer to wash it all down. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Feeling hot, hot, hot.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your guest host, Matt Zurcher.
Hey, we're back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Here in the studio with me is Amy Fleming. She is the principal of Lake Valley Elementary School and the wonderful Humboldt Unified School District. And I'm biased. My daughter goes to school in the district. So, I am a little biased. But welcome, Amy, to the show. And I will say, actually, welcome back. She did the show last year with Marnie, and she's back again to tell us what's going on at Lake Valley Elementary School. So, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me again. It was awesome last year. So, I'm happy to be back and get to show off Lake Valley. So thank you again for having me.
And before we came back from commercial, Amy was telling me that this is your second year as principal. Is that correct?
Yes, yes.
And so tell us about a little bit about yourself, Amy, your background, and then, you know, kind of the school history and what's going on.
Well, this is, like I said, my second year at Lake Valley. I worked the last 11 years prior to that down in Phoenix in the Deer Valley Unified School District. So I have taught kinder and third and fifth, and then got into coaching and administration from there. I have a bachelor's degree from ASU and two masters from University of Phoenix. I'm a glutton for punishment, as my husband would tell me. So we decided to move up here. We wanted to raise our son in a small town, and Prescott Valley was just that for us. So it's been great being up here. Being at Lake Valley is amazing. It has some of the best students and staff you could ask for, and we are a gifted cluster school, K-6, and lots of great things this year. We started a think room, which we're the first in the district to go to a think room, which you're probably thinking, what in the world would that be, right? So it's a STEM-inspired room, science, technology, engineering, and math. So it's a special area. All of our kids go to that room once or twice, depending on their schedule, for about 35, 40 minutes, where they're doing hands-on science, technology, and engineering, and it is 100% funded by our PTA.
Wow.
Yeah, it's quite that amazing.
That means, one, being funded by the PTA,
mm-hmm.
not the school district.
No.
That's very, one, innovative.
Mm-hmm.
What else is, you know, going on there?
Our think room is our biggest thing right now. We just got three other grants that our PTA just were funded. We got the Phoenix Suns APS grant, one with Walmart and one with Lowe's to get some more technology in that room. Our kids are loving it. This year also we kind of talked with some of our stakeholders and decided to do some changes at Lake Valley, and we're also trying to be the first ones out there with a no homework policy. So that after lots of feedback from people on what that means, we are using that and focusing the school year on community service. After looking at research, reading every night and community service is what shows academic gains for students. So those are our two focuses this year. We have a community service club. We've brought in members of the community and really trying to focus and ingrain our students just past our walls. It's very easy to do that, you know, inside Lake Valley, but what does it mean to be part of Prescott Valley itself for our students?
And what businesses adopted your school?
We have Alta Vista Retirement Community. We have Life Point Church. We have a couple others that have partnered with us for a few things. Lamb Chevy has been great. They've sponsored a couple things in our think room. We have a realtor that's partnered with us. The Northern Arizona Suns up here, they have been fantastic. And they came out to our last assembly and gave all of our honor students and perfect attendance students two free tickets to the game. So that was great.
I know it's, you know, a lot of people would, you know, might not you know, might be thinking, what, the school has partners. And so, yes, they're public-private partnerships are, you know, a backbone of what has been going on at the school district and has definitely benefited the schools. I mean, you've heard it from Amy in terms of some of the grants and so forth that have come their way. But what else in some of the other benefits that sure. partnerships have gotten Lake Valley?
Well, our partners have been great. They do a multitude of things. LifePoint Church is great at the beginning of the year. They adopt some of our students. We have a very high number of students, free and reduced lunch and need some support. So beginning of the year, they adopted 30 families and did backpacks, supplies, all new clothes. They do it again at Christmas. Lots of things that we need to support our kids in. They also, Altavis is great with helping our nurse. Believe it or not, she goes through a lot of things in that nurse's office. And stuff we're not funded to be able to resupply, but our kids need. So they're usually a phone call away when we need those kind of things to support our students and support our staff. LifePoint comes once a month and brings cupcakes and, you know, snacks. And it's those little things that really kind of help boost morale and keep things going. I told you a little bit about the Suns and what they do. Lamb Chevy's bought some things for our Think Room. We needed some Makey Makeys, which are circuit board stuff. And they've all come right over and really supported our school and our students.
Amy, Lake Valley is one of how many elementary schools in the district?
So we have 6 elementaries and 3 middles. Well, Liberty's a K-8, so they would be kind of both categories. And then we have 1 high school and 1 preschool, Bright Futures.
And so tell us a little bit about the history of Lake Valley, if you know it, I mean, in terms of how long
sure.
it's been there and that type of thing.
I know a little bit. I don't want to say I know too much. Lake Valley was in 1998 built and has been a K-6. I do believe it was where Liberty is before, that Lake Valley Road, hence the name, is where it originated. And then the building was moved over in 1998. A cool, like, fun fact is I have a couple of my teachers that were students at Lake Valley, the original building, and now teach at Lake Valley, which is just kind of awesome to have that.
Where's Lake Valley located?
So we are 3900 North Starlight. So Bradshaw Mountain High School and Glassford Hill Middle School, we're kind of tucked behind them. We're right in the neighborhood, so you wouldn't drive by us unless you're kind of tucked back in there. We're a nice little neighborhood school tucked in the corner. Beautiful views of Glassford Hill Mountain right behind us, which is awesome too.
And then because of the open enrollment policy for the school district, anybody can go to Lake Valley Elementary, correct?
Absolutely, absolutely. Of course, we take our home school students, the students that live in our boundaries, but open enrollment is open throughout the whole year. Over the summer is great because that's usually when we look at numbers, but we do have a good amount of open enrollment students. We are right around just under 500 students right now. I would say I think our last count was about 480.
And since right now I believe we're in the third quarter?
Yes.
And so if anyone wanted to, you know, get in touch with you in terms of just asking you questions about the school, open enrollment, that type of thing, how would they get a hold of you?
So you can always come down to our school, give us a ring. We do school tours, which I think is really important for parents and students to walk around the school, get the feel, see the layout, and meet some of the teachers. So our secretaries or myself would do a tour, and they can come down to the school. They can call and make an appointment if there's a specific thing. You know, if they'd like to see our think room or like to see something in action, so we make sure it's not during lunch or prep time, where they would miss those opportunities. Or, of course, shooting an email over is always an option as well. I know sometimes emails can be a little bit quicker to schedule things, but any of those options.
And what's your email address?
So my email would be my first name, which is Amy, A-I-M-E-E dot Fleming, F-L-E-M-I-N-G, at HumboldtUnified.com.
And the phone number?
Is 928-759-4200.
Well, thank you very much, Amy, for coming in and just telling us a little bit about what's going on at Lake Valley Elementary School. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Definitely a gem in the community. So we're going to be taking a commercial break, but when we get back, we're going to have, I butchered the last name earlier, Larry Stefan, Dean of Students, and Michelle Day, Alumni Relations from Embry-Riddle University. We'll be right back.
We We did it again. Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 17 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Cliff Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Cliff Castle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
This is Bob Knoll, and I'd like to share with you my experience with Gettles High Desert Mechanical. When Dirk and Dustin's crew installed my new heating and cooling system, it was a worry-free experience. My family loves our quiet and efficient home air system from Gettles. We found the Gettles team to be refreshingly honest and professional. They understand what customers want, and I recommend you give Gettles a call.
The guys and gals at Gettles get it. Visit GettlesHDM.com. GOETTLS, servicing all of northern Arizona.
The Baleri Professional Building, home to Prescott's premier high-tech business suites, located right in the heart of downtown Prescott. Baleri Business Suites feature high-speed internet, covered parking, and a climate-controlled environment designed for business, medical, legal, and most any general office purpose. New one-year leases available with one additional month free. Call 445-7191 or go to BaleriProfessionalBuilding.com for more information. The Baleri Professional Building, Prescott's business address.
Today, customers want to engage via social media and text messaging, and they want to do it from any device and any place. It's critical to stay in contact with your customers, wherever they may be. If your business isn't, your competitor is. We have the answer. Thrive, an integrated business management and communication solution that ensures your brand and message are consistent.
Right now, one of the things that we're using is the email marketing, especially with our online store that we have launched. I definitely think that it's very, very beneficial to your business. And with Thrive, it offers you that opportunity, so why not take advantage?
Today, if you don't have a website, if you don't have a text, if you don't have a Facebook account, you're losing the game, and you will not succeed.
Let us help you stay connected with your customers. It's easy and simple, saving you time and money. Ready to get started? Go to Thrive.com or call 888-733-9482. Thrive, your business, smarter.
Augie's Restaurant is starting the new year the same way they finished the old year. A bonus $20 gift card for every $100 gift card you buy. Now through January 31st. Stock up for birthdays, anniversaries, and plain old gift giving. With every $100 gift card you buy, you get a bonus gift card of $20. What a delicious way to ring in the new year. Augie's bonus gift card ends January 31st. Augie's Frontier Village, the place to dine on Highway 69.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your guest host, Matt Zurcher.
Hey, and we're back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. But right now, we're actually going to be talking about Prescott, and that is the Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University campus in Prescott is celebrating their 40th anniversary this year. And here in the studio with me is Larry Stefan. Stefan. Okay, yeah. I was butchering the last name. He's the Dean of Students with Embry-Riddle University, and Michelle Day with she's the alumni, well, are you like relations director, alumni
director,
relations?
Director, alumni okay. relations, yeah.
Director for Embry-Riddle. And before the break, Larry was telling me he has been at the Prescott campus for 38 years. And so I'm just going to let him take it away. Tell us a little bit about what were things like 38 years ago on the Embry-Riddle campus here in Prescott, well, in Prescott. And then Michelle is telling me she's an alumnus. So we'll get there and we'll just kick it off, Larry.
Yeah, you know, we started in fall of 1978. Jack Hunt was looking for a second campus because the flight patterns were full in Daytona, and there was a lot of hiring going on in the airlines, and he found what was the defunct Prescott College campus. It had gone bankrupt in 75 and sat empty until 78. So we started that first semester with about 240 students, almost all aeronautical science, and I came April 1st, 1979, so at the end of the first year. Kind of an interesting sideline at the time. One of the big ways they got students to come out here is they accepted them to the Daytona Beach campus, but said the flight program's full. They won't be able to fly for a year. But if they want to fly right away, we've got this new Prescott campus, and you can go there and fly immediately. So we didn't have any roads, no paved parking lots, but we had a flight line only a couple miles away, and the students could fly right away that fall semester in 1978.
That's
from there, yeah,
story.
As they said, yeah. The rest is history.
Yeah.
Now, almost 40 years later, we've got 2,600 students in 22 degree programs and are a very stable member of this community and very involved in the community. In fact, mm-hmm. Michelle's here to talk about some of the celebrations along with our 40th.
Right. So we're going to kind of incorporate 40th into our already scheduled activities that we have with the students and with the faculty and staff. We'll culminate with Oktoberfest, which is the first weekend in October. So we have student activities on the fields on Friday night, and then we have a really awesome air show on Saturday morning. And last year was the first time in a long time that we partnered with the city of Prescott, and we had everything open to the public to come and enjoy. We had food trucks and a great air show. And then this year, because of the 40th, we're going to make it, I'm assuming, probably even bigger. And we have some amazing acts coming. Rob Holland is one that we're really excited about. He is a multi-winner of different aerobatic awards, and I've seen him perform, and it's very incredible. So we're very excited about that.
And that's Saturday, October 6th, so you might want to mark your calendars now.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
If you didn't go last year, it was very impressive and exceeded, I believe, just expectations with, you know, the partnership with the city of Prescott and then what was available. And mm-hmm. it just was amazing to be out on that field,
yep,
and watch everything, mm-hmm. you know, just right there. And so,
yeah, the city of Prescott did amazing. They work with us very closely, and they did an incredible job putting on the show with us. Yeah.
It's a very nice air show for the size community we have and the accessibility. I think the people in the community are really going to enjoy themselves.
Mm-hmm. And forgive me if I'm wrong, free of charge, correct?
Oh, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yep. Yeah.
And so what are some of the other events taking place this year for the 40th?
Well, we've got a planetarium now. You've probably heard about the Jim and Linda Lee Planetarium, which has just been built in our STEM building. And we're providing tickets to the community. You can get online and get tickets. They're free of charge, and you get to see a planetarium show right here. We've got Trip to the Moon. They've got the Prescott Night Sky. That'll be going on throughout the year to help celebrate our 40th, as well as celebrate what a member of the community Embry-Riddle wants to continue to be.
Most definitely.
I've heard great things about the planetarium already.
It is pretty cool.
Looking forward to getting out yep. there and doing
it's
that.
It's fascinating to see, man.
Yeah. And it's also interesting to think about all of these years that we've been part of the city of Prescott with the community and all of the things that our students do. They volunteer a lot of hours with different organizations in town, and they're involved in different churches. And we were just talking to a gentleman about a student that's musically involved with a local church. And so there's all kinds of things, you know, Circle L Ranch, we have students go out and help with that. So there's a lot of things that they do that lets the community know and get to meet all our students.
You mentioned earlier that, you know, I mentioned, well, before the break, and I mentioned you're an alumnus.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to me about your experience when you were going there. I mean,
it was wonderful.
From 78 to when you were
sure.
there. You know, tell us a little bit about
The first time I came to visit the campus, I was still in high school, and you have a stereotypical idea in your head of what a college campus should look like. And my father and I came, we looked around, and it was like, wow, okay, this is different. But I absolutely love aviation. And to me, that was home. I remember seeing a sticker during that tour on a guy's desk that said, "I love airplane noise." And I thought, this is for me. This is where I belong. So I came in 87 and I did the aviation business program, graduated in 91.
And when I left, I actually thought to myself, I'd love to come back here someday and work. And that's what happened about 4 years ago.
That's great. So, yeah. I was going to ask you, was that your first time to the area when you came
yes.
to visit?
Mm-hmm.
It was a
yeah.
tougher sell back then. The campus yeah. looked more like a ranch than it did mm-hmm. look like a college campus. I was just talking to one of our young ladies that's here from Terre Haute, Indiana. And I was asking how she got out here from Terre Haute. She said she had gone to a career fair at her high school and was really interested in Embry-Riddle. And her father came out for a visit in the spring. And she was so impressed with the campus and the local Prescott community. They had to go back and talk their mom into coming so far away for school. But she's loved it since she's been here. She's involved with Big Brothers and Big Sisters in the community. And to see students come from all over the country and really all over the world mm-hmm. and now come to a campus that has some highly involve technological labs. We've got a lot of co-curricular opportunities for our students, and we've got a great community that our students get involved with here.
Mm-hmm. I've been to the campus numerous times. You know, I remember one of my first tours was right after I had moved here, and you know, things were really moving and shaking. And of course, that was 13 years ago, and 13 years just since I've been here full time. Things have mm-hmm. changed tremendously
Definitely.
On that campus, and it's very impressive to see the growth, especially through the years, and see all the neat things that are mm-hmm. basically taking place
on
campus.
I'd say if any of our listeners have not been to the campus in the last few years, I'd encourage you to contact our admissions department. We offer tours 2 times a day, 5 days a week. We'll offer those free of charge. I encourage you, come out and see your university. Mm-hmm. You'll enjoy it.
Right. 9 o'clock and 1 o'clock are the times they have the tours, and they also include the flight line.
Yeah, that mm-hmm. and that's an impressive mm-hmm. tour in and mm-hmm. of itself. One of the things I'm always grateful for Embry-Riddle for is the hosting of the Wildfire Academy.
And
that's done every year.
Yep.
And
keeps getting bigger as
well. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And that's typically during spring break mm-hmm. when on campus. But it's we have firefighters coming from all over the Southwest, even basically the country, mm-hmm. to the Wildfire Academy to learn firsthand how to fight wildfires. And it's interesting because one of the tours I also took back in the day was doing a tour of the Wildfire Academy, and you seeing all these firefighters in classrooms and so forth, mm-hmm. just learning about the mm-hmm. What it takes. And it's just absolutely amazing because it also gives you a feel for the campus in and of itself mm-hmm. and how spread out and so forth it is. So it's thank you for hosting, the Wildfire Academy, but it's just a very, impressive campus. You mentioned the tours. How do they get hold of admissions?
They can call the number at 777-ERAU, or you can do it online. So either way, www.erau.edu or call 777-ERAU. I think it's 3928.
And so then if anyone listening out there has any questions for either one of you, how would they get a hold of you?
So I'm located in Building 37, which is the Alumni and Development Building, and my number is 777-6961, or they can email michelle.day@erau.edu.
And I would say pretend you have a problem with a student. It seems like nobody has trouble getting a hold of me when they do. Thanks, Matt. And I'd give a shout-out to the staff in the Dean of Students Office, Sally, and everybody who's listening today. It's great to have you aboard.
All right. Well, thank you very much,
both of you,
for coming in today and telling us a little bit about what's going on this year at Embry-Riddle. It's just exciting because not only are you celebrating your 40th anniversary, the town of Prescott Valley is also celebrating its 40th anniversary.
Absolutely.
And that's the 40th anniversary of incorporation. So two important milestones here in the area are happening this year. So it's just really neat to be a part of it.
Good times for the local
Absolutely.
Community.
All
Thanks,
right.
Matt.
Thanks.
Thank you very much. You've been listening to Talk of the Town Prescott Valley on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 95.5 and 99.9 FM, and on the web at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
The view. This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Now that it's finally cooled down outside, let's spruce up the yard. Prescott Dirt has the boulders, the rock, the topsoil. Oh yeah, we'll help you make your yard the talk of the town. I'm Sam with Prescott Dirt. We've been making the community beautiful since the early 90s with the best prices for landscaping materials along with the best service around. Come on, come see me at Prescott Dirt. We have locations in Prescott and Prescott Valley, and you can get lots of information at PrescottDirt.com.
When it comes to seafood, think small. Sally Bees is up the ante on their all-you-can-eat fish fry on Fridays with new oriental butterfly shrimp. That's right. Not only can you get their famous Icelandic cod for one low price, you can save a delicious shrimp like you've never had. Served with your choice of potatoes, veggies, soup or salad, and a dinner roll. The fish fry is every Friday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. They're in the Safeway Shopping Centre in Prescott Valley, Sally Bees Cafe.
This is Tom Dolan at Foothills Bank, and we want to thank Prescott Valley for the warm welcome to the community. Our new branch, which recently opened on Glassford Hill Road, has been embraced by our existing and new customers who are taking advantage of our totally free personal and business checking. Please come by and see what everyone is talking about. You'll be glad you did. We're located on Glassford Hill Road next to Starbucks. For more information, visit us at foothillsbank.com. Foothills Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The Celebrate Life Health Expo 2018, sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, is on its way to Prescott Valley. Join us Saturday, March 3rd, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at our new venue, the Prescott Valley Events Center, 3201 North Main Street. Rain or shine, the indoor event center will be your one-stop location to learn all about health and wellness in the Quad Cities. You'll find a wide variety of information, activities, health screenings, and demonstrations for everyone, young families and older adults as well. And while you're there, you can meet the Northern Arizona Suns basketball players. Our own NBA G League team will be on hand for autographs, photos, and even a practice scrimmage. Grab a game schedule and a few Suns giveaways too. Bring the whole family to the Celebrate Life Health Expo 2018 at the Prescott Valley Events Center, Saturday, March 3rd from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m.
We're KQ&A.
AM 1130, 99.9 FM in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, the talk of the Quad Cities. Good afternoon. It's Tuesday, January the 30th. With news and weather, I'm Gregory Scott reporting for KQ&A, brought to you this hour by Affinity RV. A suspicious odor forced the evacuation of a Prescott Valley medical complex on Monday. Prescott Valley Police Spokesman Officer Jerry Ferguson says the incident occurred at around 11 yesterday morning.
The Prescott Valley Police Department was asked to assist the Central Arizona Fire and Medical Authority on a suspicious odor call at the Arizona Oncology Associates Office Complex.
Ferguson explains the building on Winsong Drive was evacuated.
A hazardous material team was called out. The building was thoroughly examined. However, the cause of the odor could not be determined. People were allowed to return to the facility at 1:20 p.m.
Central Arizona Fire and Medical Authority personnel treated one person reporting a sore throat. Two arrests have been made following an undercover prostitution sting. The detail was conducted over the weekend at a Yavapai County Motel. The Yavapai County Sheriff's Office and other law enforcement agencies were involved.
YCSO, along with Prescott PD, Prescott Valley PD, Flagstaff PD, the Navajo County Sheriff's Office, FBI, and Department of Homeland Security Investigations, conducted an operation to target the buyers of child and adult prostitutes.
YCSO spokesman Dwight Dievlin says the suspects were responding to an internet ad.
After the suspects initiated contact in response to a notice from an internet publication, they made arrangements to meet the prostitutes. Actually undercover law enforcement officers in a specified Yavapai County motel room.
18-year-old Buchanan Bleeker of Flagstaff is facing one count of engaging in child prostitution. Bleeker is also facing a charge of criminal impersonation after he provided a false name to law enforcement officers. He has been released pending a court hearing. Also arrested, 37-year-old Christopher Tony of Colorado, who remains in custody for one count of engaging in child prostitution. In your KQ&A weather forecast, clear skies and chilly tonight in the Prescott area, 34 for the overnight low, sunny and 64
85 tomorrow, temperatures in the middle 60s for the rest of the week. In the Verde Valley, clear and 35 overnight, sunny and 74 for your Wednesday. Temperatures right around 72 right on into the weekend. That's news and weather brought to you this hour by Affinity RV. I'm Gregory Scott reporting for AM 1130, my 99.9 FM in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. Online worldwide at KQNA.com.
Yes! January is chili month at Prescott Brewing Company, and we're cooking up four different savory chili entrees that are sure to pack a flavorful punch all month long. Hi, this is Roxanne, inviting you to savor our unique made-from-scratch chilies, a different one each week, as you chase away the winter cold here at BBC. The brewery elves were busy all last month handcrafting some of their own specialties. Enjoy an award-winning handcrafted beer to wash it all down. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Feeling hot, hot, hot.
It's a new year, and with that comes great expectations. This is Steve Sesko with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Good nutrition cures a lot of ills and keeps healthy pets and barnyard buddies at their very best. We at Olson's do more than just sell food and supplies. We provide peace of mind. We're always there to answer your questions and are partners with you to enhance your animal experience. We also think that when you shop, you're not just here to get a bag of food. More and more of you want to add brick and mortar to your shopping experience because doing business in a place like Olson's expands your community connection. Here at Olson's, we think local, we speak local, and we care local. And you're not just doing business locally, you're doing business with locals. We do things like feed all the law enforcement canines in Yavapai and Coconino counties for free because we know that budgets are tight. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale, where since 1979, good enough just isn't.
This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. The fall and winter holidays are behind us, and as we head into the new year, it's important to remember that our local businesses still need us. The tourists and our families have gone home, and now is a great time to get out and enjoy the peaceful, quiet hometown that we've all fallen in love with. Remember to shop and dine locally, and if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your guest host, Matt Zurcher.
Hey, and we're back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. And here in the studio with me are Will Hancock. He's with Damage Control and DC Restoration. And Mark Stafford, he is the owner of Ablaze Media. And they're here for the Chamber Spotlight portion of our show. So the Chamber Spotlight, we invite two of our chamber members to come in and just talk about their businesses as much as they want. So, we'll go ahead with Mark here, and you know, Mark's in the studio today. He's with Ablaze Media, and he is the owner and creative director of Ablaze Media. So, welcome, Mark. Tell us about what you do at Ablaze Media, and go from there.
Well, hi, Matt. Thanks for having me on the show today. I'm a graphic designer, but I'm a graphic designer kind of on steroids. I do more than just graphic design. So let me explain what a graphic designer does first and foremost. First thing to understand is that a graphic designer comes alongside businesses to professionally use pictures and typography and colors and graphics to communicate their message clearly and effectively and to help businesses appeal to their customers aesthetically. So a good designer can help a product stand out from the crowd, and they can also make a product appeal to a new audience. Or if there's a target audience that a business knows that they appeal to, they can help to even reinforce a target audience. A lot of businesses will say things like, why do I need an artist? Is that going to be weird to work with an artist? Well, a graphic designer is a different type of artist. The goal of a designer isn't to create a masterpiece work of art. A graphic artist's goal is clarity. They want to make sure that a message that a business is trying to communicate to clients is simple and clear. So after a graphic designer is done, there shouldn't be any interpretation needed. It should be plain and simple and clear what they're trying to communicate so that a business can communicate with their clients clearly. So to put it quite simply, a graphic designer is the world's best communicator, and you should have one on your team.
So they say a picture is 1,000 words, was worth 1,000 words. Exactly how effective would you say is the right image for a business?
Well, there's a study that just came out that said maybe that is a bit of an overstatement, 1,000 words. What they said is that a picture is probably worth more exactly like 80 words. But think about that. 80 words in an instant. You're able to say 80 words to a person just by showing them a picture or an image or a graphic. A well-placed graphic communicates 80 words to a potential buyer. That's a minute of dialogue that you get an instant. Now, at the same time, a poorly placed graphic communicates 80 of the wrong words to a potential buyer, and you might have to try to undo that. So consider what a person is communicating when they have like an old beat up dirty truck with their logo hanging off the side, flapping in the wind. Well, that doesn't communicate the message that most businesses want to communicate. On the other hand, if you have the right image, that it effectively communicates the exact right kind of message to a potential buyer, to a potential client. And in this technological age, symbols and icons and imagery are important to potential customers.
And so it's all about branding, correct?
Yeah, it's all about branding. I mean, look, first of all, I know that not every business needs good branding. I mean, if you're the only diesel mechanic in the entire city, well, you might be able to get some letters from Ace Hardware and stick those on the side of your truck, and that would be good enough. But as soon as another mechanic moves in down the street, now branding becomes important. Look, Prescott and Prescott Valley are growing huge. Prescott Valley just became the largest city in Yavapai County, from what I just heard.
Yes.
Businesses are moving here at an alarming rate, and that means that competition is growing. So the way things used to be in branding may not cut it anymore. A brand is how your customers perceive your business. It's made up of every element that a business puts forward. So a brand begins at the company name, and it's carried along by, you know, how you answer the phone and the kind of shirt that you wear and the tone of your copywriting. But most of all, a brand is communicated by how your company looks. And that's where a company like mine comes in. We help your brand look right. Your company logo, your website, your brochures, your advertisements, along with the font that you choose, your color scheme, the pictures you put on your advertisements, well, they all communicate. They communicate a message that tells your company, your customers, that is, what your company is like. A skilled media company can easily manipulate these elements to ensure that your customers see you in the right kind of way.
What would you say is the most popular, you know, form of branding that you see right now in the area?
Well, right now, the thing that's red hot is vehicle graphics, honestly. Your truck, your car, it's a rolling billboard. If you're stuck in traffic behind a truck with a tailgate graphic, well, you're going to look at that graphic for minutes, for hours, you're a captive audience to that graphic. So right now, that's red hot. You know what? Look, business cards are still, you know, people still use them. People still use brochures. Print, it's not going away anytime soon. Of course, as you know, social media, websites, you know, you got to have one these days or you're not going to be able to compete.
You know, marketing and so forth and branding can get, you know, expensive. You know, what would you say, you know, to the audience out there about, you know, expense and even, you know, saving time?
Well, that's a good question. It sounds expensive, but it's not as expensive as it sounds. It's more affordable than you think. You know what's expensive? Is putting together a media campaign that doesn't work. Now, that's a colossal waste of time, colossal waste of money. And even what's even more expensive is if you put together a media campaign that communicates the wrong message that you later have to undo. Well, that's really expensive. So considering that, hiring a graphic design company, hiring a media management company like Ablaze Media is really pretty affordable. The right images, the right graphics, they contribute to a company's overall success. Let me give you a couple statistics, if that's helpful. Images in a press release, for example, increases the views of that press release by 45%. 63% of online buyers will look at the images and make a decision based on the image before they make a decision based on the online reviews. 95% of business-to-business interaction are done with shorter visual communication. That's what business owners prefer. Blog articles with an image on them have a 94% on average bigger opening rate. All of these statistics point to the fact that the expertise of a graphics professional is critical to the marketing success of a company. Then after you save your staff time, because you know, honestly, we can design a brochure in a couple hours, and sometimes it takes a person who hasn't done a brochure before a couple of days. So after you save your staff money by the design work, we then shop around for the very best deal, and a graphic design company has wholesale connections that aren't available to the public. So we can save you money on printing too. So a lot of times, it costs less to hire a graphic design company like Ablaze Media than it costs to do it yourself in-house. Well, that's ridiculous. If it costs you less to have a professional do it, why wouldn't you hire a company like Ablaze Media?
What are some of the other things that you do besides, you know, some of the things you've mentioned, websites, vehicle wraps?
Mm-hmm.
You brought a sample in here today about just like a poster and, you know, that says hire a graphic designer. Mm-hmm. You contract, you know, you basically, you know, get the best price on printing and so forth. Mm-hmm. Do you do mailing, you know, mailers and mm-hmm. so forth, that type of thing? So
it's hard for me to even think about the vast number of things that we do, but we start at business cards. We do business cards. We do them for $50. I mean, it's ridiculous how cheap it is. We start at business cards, postcards, mailing, every door direct mail. We do posters. We do banners, t-shirts, embroidery. Let me think. Vehicle graphics, store graphics, signs, and different kinds of signs. The cabinet signs. We just did a job where we did all custom metal cut letters. We do color change graphics. One of our guys even does window tinting. We do so many different kinds of things. If it's ink on paper, we do it.
How long have you been in business, Mark?
I've been working as a graphic designer off and on for the last 20 years. Now, I have had Ablaze Media up for a little over a half a dozen years or so, and I just went full-time. As a graphic designer, as a creative director at Ablaze Media. So going full time has just been a few months.
And then, you know, do you, you know, run specials or anything like that? And then, tell us how people can get a hold of you.
Well, like I mentioned before, it's red hot to do vehicle graphics right now. And we're one of the only shops around that actually has a guy on our team who installs vinyl vehicle graphics and vehicle wraps and rear window perforations and those kind of things. And so we want to highlight that because a lot of our business owners in the area, they have a brand new truck sitting out there in the driveway. And what a waste if you have a brand new truck and there's not a graphic on the tailgate. So we want to help you out. We're offering a 10% special in February only, 10% off any vehicle graphic of $199 or more. So 10% off. Also, like I mentioned before, our introductory special has been, $49 for 1,000 business cards, full color, glossy, both sided, thick stock paper, high quality, professionally done. You can't beat the price anywhere. That's going on all the time.
And so, how do people get a hold of you to take advantage of this, you know, these deals and just if they have any questions about, branding?
Well, our website, best place to find us, ablaze.media. I just said that wrong. www.ablaze.media. There's no .com. Ablaze.media. Like it's on fire. Like we're going to set your brand on fire. ablaze.media. And you can see our specials there. You can see our contact information. You can find my email address. And we'd love to talk with you.
And then phone number just real quick?
You can call me directly, 928-460-3134. 928-460-3134. If you're driving and you don't happen to have something to write that down with, you can go to www.ablaze.media, and it's right there.
All right. Well, thank you, Mark, for coming in. Will, welcome to the show. Will is with Damage Control in DC Restoration. Tell us a little bit about what you do.
Great. Thanks for having me. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I'm with Damage Control and DC Restoration. We're a restoration contractor. People say, what is a restoration contractor? Well, first of all, we're a commercial residential contractor. We specialize in insurance claims. Any kind of damage you can think of, we take care of to a property or business.
So, if, you know, for instance, your daughter floods your house, that's what basically, that's when...
Exactly. You wake up in the morning, put your feet over the bed, and you stand in water.
True story, folks, but I won't go there.
Yes, that's what we specialize in. We have a lot of water damage claims. We do a majority of frozen pipes, dishwashers breaking, bathtubs overflowing, vehicles into homes. You drive the car a little bit too far into the garage. That happens quite often. Fires, smoke damage, odor control, pet odors and odor control. We do a lot of that as well. Anything you can think of, we pretty much do and have done.
And so one of the things I was looking at before the show is that pretty much you have offices everywhere, correct?
We do. We have an office in Mesa, Tucson, Sholo, and Prescott.
And Prescott, okay.
Yes.
And so tell us, I would say, what is probably the number one call you get when it comes to maybe like insurance claims?
Water damage would be the number one call. We get a variety of different kinds of water damage, of course, such as bathtubs overflowing, dishwasher breaking, hot water heater exploding, frozen pipes, that kind of thing. We have 24-hour emergency service staff in each one of those locations I mentioned. So we're readily available 24 hours a day if an emergency arises. And people can contact us direct or through their insurance carrier. Most major insurance companies know of us, and we have a great reputation with those insurance companies. So people can call us direct or they can call us through their insurance carrier.
Okay. And then where are you located in Prescott?
We're over on Sandretto Drive, 1040 Sandretto. Our number is 928-778-1901. They can call us direct, and we can direct them, answer their questions. Even if they have a question, should I file an insurance claim or not, or is this worthy of a claim, or is it going to be more expensive than my deductible or not, they can call us. We'll be happy to come out and take a look at it and help them move in the right direction.
And then, I would say, we'll kind of a burning question for me is that I wanted to ask you is that what would you say in terms of, probably some of the most preventative things people can do to prevent, even though I realize it's your business, but, of course, they don't want to see you, correct?
Sure.
That's really what it comes down to.
All of my friends say, I don't want to see you come over to my home. But we're here if you need us. Preventive maintenance is always the number one key. You need to have your home inspected or do a visual inspection or have a professional come and inspect your home. You need to replace your connections on your toilet, your water shutoff valves for your sinks. Those need to be inspected and checked. Your washing machine and dryer, you need to check that box and make sure those valves are tight. And the hoses, we recommend that you get better hoses. If you have the plastic hoses, you need to replace those and get the better hoses for your water lines, because those always tend to break. Here we have a lot of fluctuation in water pressure, and we have a lot of toilet lines that'll snap because of the water pressure change. And so checking your valves on your toilets and replacing them with good water lines is always a good idea.
So, and of course, whoever wants to see you, but if, you mentioned 24-hour service, if, if there was ever that critical need, really, what's the 24-hour number?
928-778-1901, and also on our website at dcrestoration.us. You can look us up on that as well. But we are available 24 hours a day for any type of emergency. And then also, if you have a question, you can always call and we'll come out and look and inspect a home for you as well.
So you do home inspections as well?
We do inspections as well, yes. After a hailstorm or a windstorm, you want to have your roof looked at, make sure that you don't have hail damage to your roof or to your AC unit or hail damage to any parts of your home. We'll come out and inspect that for you as well.
All right. Well, thank you, Will, and thank you, Mark, for being here today at the Chamber Spotlight portion of the show. Thank you as well for your membership in the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce. Your membership is very much appreciated, and your involvement in just being here discussing, taking time out of your day to discuss your businesses is greatly appreciated. So thank you.
Well, thank you for having us on the show.
Appreciate it.
Well, we're going to take a commercial break, but we'll be right back.
Happy New Year, everybody. I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers
from Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
And of course, we want to wish everyone a Happy New Year.
You said that already.
Okay, well, how about warm wishes for a wonderful winter?
What?
Don't make me say it again. I think I hurt my tongue.
Oh, brother.
That's us.
Call Gettle's High Desert Mechanical and start the new year with a new furnace. Now offering plumbing repair and service.
Augie's Restaurant is starting the new year the same way they finished the old year. A bonus $20 gift card for every $100 gift card you buy. Now through January 31st, stock up for birthdays, anniversaries, and plain old gift giving. With every $100 gift card you buy, you get a bonus gift card of $20. What a delicious way to ring in the new year. Augie's bonus gift card ends January 31st. Augie's Frontier Village, the place to dine on Highway 69.
In 1916, Auto Owners Insurance teamed up with local independent agents so customers could get fast, friendly, local service.
Bravo!
It worked so well, we decided to keep it that way. And 100 years later, we still do things the same way. By teaming up with local independent agents who deliver quality, personal service.
Thank you!
Some might call that old school. But then again, maybe everything old is new again. Kind of refreshing, isn't it?
This is Susan Morrison. Give us a call at 445-4600. Your locally owned and operated House Chilson Insurance.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun, friendly salon. Let's go to Tanessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Tanessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Tanessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Tanessa's with an E Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reprographics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reprographics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
We did it again. Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 17 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Cliff Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Cliff Castle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your guest host, Matt Zurcher.
Hey, and we're back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. During the break, Will and I were going over a few things, and there's a couple more things that you wanted to say that you do.
Yes, there's some more things that we do. We have staff that are certified in asbestos and staff that are certified in mold. We also do biohazard cleanup and hazmat cleanup as well. So any of those situations arise, we're certified to handle that kind of thing.
And so yeah, Will was telling us, Mark and I about, meth lab cleanups and all this other, stuff that we won't go over the air, talk in the air about, but definitely it sounds like, you have an interesting job. And you said you're certified in cleaning up all of that stuff, correct?
That's correct, yes. Oh, wow. We have staff that is certified in each one of those specific to take care of those duties.
All right. Well, you have been listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, here on KQNA, 1130 AM, 95.5 FM, and 99.9 FM, and on the web at kqna.com. This is Matt Zurcher, and I'm filling in for Marnie Yule today. Thank you again for our guests for coming in today, and since Mark and Will are still here in the studio, thank you again.
Thank you.
And we'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.